that happened in the times of the Holocaust. At that time, the Ger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, called for a Yom Tefillah. He said there should be a Yom Tefillah, that everybody should daven, and they were going to make a whole thing, a whole asifa, to get together to be mispalel, to end the tzara. However, when they called the Yom Tefillah, there were several different dissenting views. They began to ask, which nusach are they going to daven? Then they said, who's going to be the Baal Tefillah? In which base medrash it's going to be? The end of it was, never took place. Who knows? Who knows? So therefore, the Achdus is a tremendous, tremendous thing. It's Achdus for itself. Achdus on all levels, being Odom L'Chavera, being Ish L'Ishtoi, between different people in Klal Yisrael. Even the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, Ben Yisrael La'amim, has to be a certain type of an Achdus. There has to be a certain understanding with the Amim. Okay, now, the Slonimer is going to ask a kasha. U'pirshu b'sem ha'forshim, shekvon ha'sam medrash b'ikir hi, mashmu ha'shama u'ba. What does it mean that he heard something and that inspired him to come forward? Shalom b'forshim b'fosuk, ez mashmu shama. It explains to us exactly what he heard about Kriyas Yam Suf v'mochem ha'samalek. Right? Ki yoytzi Hashem es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, because Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Elamah hevi oisoi lovoi, what brought him to join the klal. So there we have to understand, why wasn't it enough that he just heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim? What added to the mixture that there was Mechemes Amalek? We know that just Yitzias Mitzrayim alone, a person got out of a tzara, they got out of slavery, they're not avonim anymore. It's the biggest simch in the world. So also I heard about Mechemes Amalek. What did that help inspire him that he should come? Okay. The Yisra B'Zev Moran Baal Divrei Shmuel. The Divrei Shmuel was the Heilige Shmuel Slonimer. He lived in Poland. She Yisra Shoma Ki La'acha Kriyas Yamsuf. That after Kriyas Yamsuf happened, there can be another milchama. That it doesn't mean that everything's over. That it's not, some of the people felt like, you know, you got a one-time thing. You got a one-time geula, and after that, it's like, you know, you have a utopia. Not so. It's a real world. A person gets over one big thing, then they go to another thing. There are a number of different stops along on the way of life. Sometimes a person feels, ah, Baruch Hashem, I reached my level, I did such a big avodah for Hashem, whatever they did, whatever they accomplished, they should know that that's just one stop on the way. It's interesting, it says there's mem beis masos in Parshas Matos Maseh, in Maseh. So the Mefarshim tell us that these masos, everybody takes, not only Klal Yisrael when they're going in the Midbar, but you and I, we take these steps when we're going through life. We don't know which year is going to be the year that we take the major step, but everybody in the world takes these steps according to their own life. Okay, and there, after Kriyas Yamsuf, already the world was nizdazeya, the world was completely shook, like it says, Shomu Amim Yogozon, the nations heard about it, they trembled. Chiloch Az Yoshe Ploshes, that the trembling and shaking seized the people from Ploshes. Kum Amalek, and Amalek came, he didn't care about Shumwamim Yergozun, Chiloch Azyoshe Ploshes. Amalek came with Azus, he couldn't care less. And he's ready to start right away with Klal Yisrael. That's Kfira. He saw something with his own eyes, he heard it with his own ears, he knew what Klal Yisrael went through. There was enough Oysa Sumaifsim, it shook the entire world. The water split all over the place, the water turned to blood all over the place. That what happened? That there's no Eitzah, there's no Chochmah to be machzik, to grab onto Emunah. He knew if Amalek, who was right there, and they were on the spot, they saw everything that went on, in all of the Makkas, and everything, in the Oinshim that happened. After they see the Oinshim, for a million years, you'd never think that they would fall into it. No, Amalek fell right into it. Yisra realized, I can't be by myself. I got it done with a minion. I have to be a part of the yeshiva. If I'm not, that's it. There can be no self-silent, no self-styled person that says, I am stark enough, I'm not going to come to a nisoyan. Doesn't matter. A person could be a koyper v'ikr if they don't be careful and if they don't attach themselves to a tzibur and join the klal. That was what Yisro said. He had intellectual honesty. He saw that it's possible that a person could fall in, even a person that knew something. A Malik knew how to wage war. A Malik had brains. Elamai, we see from this that a person always has to be as part of the tzibur. Part of the tzibur, tzibur will always hold us up. Once we're part of the tzibur, we don't have the ability anymore to be tied in with them. Now that doesn't only mean that a person is tied in with the tzibur because they're actually sitting down with the tzibur, but even they associate it. They associate together with the tzibur. They also have these great zechuyas. They have great zechuyas. And we don't realize it. But there is even a person says that, oh, it's interesting. What happens if a person can't get up one day? They have a chveis. For one reason or another, they can't go to the minyan. Can't go to shul. So, Shulchan Aruch says there should be mechavan the exact time when the shul is davening. Shul starts minyan 6:30. Daven shachar 6:30. Marav 9 o'clock. Daven marav 9 o'clock at home. What's the reason? Because there's an attachment to the tzibur that doesn't even have to be an attachment when the people are standing there. It's an attachment that continues on. We also have an ability to latch on to the coattails of the people in the tzibur. You know, we were talking about tefillah v'tzibur, so we use the idea that's expressed that if you say you want to be a counterfeiter, right? In case you want to counterfeit coins, it's just that a whole report came out about counterfeiting. People are doing it now just at home, not even professional anymore. So, say a person wants to be a counterfeit, and they do counterfeit coins, right? They mint, let's say, quarters. They got all the quarters. Now, any good counterfeiter knows that if you want to pass off the quarters, you don't just bring in the couple of quarters that you just minted in your basement and try to pass it off. You put it in the middle of a lot of quarters, you know, good quarters, and then you go and you pay the grocery and you say, hey, here, guy's not going to look at me in my eye and all of them. That's what it is when you're part of all the quarters. So too, tefillah v'tzibur. Maybe I'm coming in, maybe my tefillahs are counterfeit, but I'm sitting next to Dr. Naaman. I'm sitting next to Yanki Vetman. I'm sitting next to Rabbi Harris. Therefore, because of that, my tefillahs are going to go up, even mine's counterfeit, because they sneak up past Shemayim. The Divrei Chaim says that a person has a koyach that the tefillahs go. So we see that there's a number of things. So therefore, there we can understand the Yisapar Moshe L'chayis Noyas Kol Asher Asa Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael everything that happened after that. Why did he tell him? Because in order to understand the tzibur, he had to bring him into all the different things that happened to them. It's also a mitzvah gedolah. If you have a nes, you have something that's miraculous that happened, a person has a personal yeshua, that they should tell everybody else about it. The Noam HaMelech says if you tell other people about a yeshua, what it does is it opens a little bit, there's like little, how do you call it, sinaitis, a spout. And if a person tells a maisa that happened to them, a maisa of a tzaddik or a maisa that happened to them, personal yeshua, so the spout opens up larger, and all kinds of brachos and yeshuas come from that. That the more that a person can tell over their own personal things, then it will be marvik vod shemaim, spread Hashem's honor, and it will also give a person amuna, because we need to know the things that happen in life. We need to know about all the good things that happen. Reb Chaim Brisker also said, just like there's a mitzvah, you know, both ends of the spectrum, Reb Chaim says that just like on Leil Pesach, so there's a big mitzvah that a person tells over, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the Nisim you tell over, and don't worry how late it gets. So Chaim says the same thing is, just like it's a mitzvah to tell over the Nisim, it's a mitzvah to tell over your Nisim. If you had a personal yeshua, if a person ever had something that happened that was a great time, I often say it. Had one. What does it mean, Ati Yadati? Ati Yadati means now I know. We all know. We're all ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. The only thing is, a person has to have a better akara of exactly what Hashem is in this world. And that akara gets bigger and better every day that a person uses their brain. An individual that walks completely b'tmimis with Hashem, they have a much different akara than one that just has an idea conceptually of Hashem. What does that mean? It means that for all inyanim, Yerushalayim, Yira Shamaya means, okay, I believe that Hashem is watching, but if I do the Avera quickly, I can sneak it past. Or, you know what, Hashem is Kamole Rachum V'chanun, He'll forgive me once or twice, you know, doesn't have to be worried about it. Or, no, I can get away with it. Yira Shamaya, a person, big Yira Shamaya, so they don't start to think of these things. Or Emunah. A person has emunah bitachon. Emunah bitachon in many things. So things will turn out that Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. Interesting, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Mashiach Tzidkenu will not come ad shenisyayishu Yisrael mina geula, until Bnei Yisrael give up on the geula. So it's an interesting thing that on one hand we have to be, that we learn that the Yeshua, that Mashiach will come because of our emunah. On the other hand, we learn that Mashiach will not come until Bnei Yisrael has given up on Mashiach Tzidkenu to come. Then there is an interesting possibility. The interesting possibility is that although we still believe Mashiach is coming, we remove it from our direct mind and we say it's a distant possibility. If I thought Mashiach Tzidkenu was going to come today, if I thought Mashiach Tzidkenu was going to come, I would have no question that my life would be completely different. I would get ready in a different way. The Halakha of Chofetz Chaim, before he used to go to sleep at night, packed a suitcase, used to leave the suitcase in the winter. He would leave winter clothes in the summer. He would put summer clothes, cooler clothes. He'd be ready for Mashiach Tzidkenu to come. Everyone would be ready. Maisa Nifla, the great tzaddik in our days, Rabbi Arlen Levine, the tzaddik in our times. So it's interesting what happened with him. He one time was invited. He had children living in the United States. So the children begged him to come to the United States. Rabbi Levine said he can't do it because maybe he's going to come. So the children said, why? It's a simcha. What do you mean maybe he's going to? Maybe Sheikh Tzidkenu is going to come. He don't miss him. He won't be there in Eretz Yisrael. A person that has emunah builds their life on emunah. Whatever the emunah is, emunah b'Hashem, that Hashem will take care of us, emunah in Tchias HaMesim, emunah in Mashiach, all the different emunahs. Emunah in as well, emunah in emunahs nachomim. Emunahs nachomim also, if a person has the direct emunahs nachomim, then they will also enjoy, first of all, the chokhmah of siyata d'shmaya, that'll turn out alright. And then more than that, they'll also have a schus because they believed in what the Chachomim said. Okay, so therefore, va'achshav v'yoser. Now, Yisroi had an additional understanding of what the whole idea of Emunah is. Okay, and on this we understand, the Yisroi kaimer hayol avodah zarah. Yisroi was a priest for avodah zarah. V'ra'ah shem b'mamish, and he realized that there's nothing doing with this. I had a ma'aseh shehayah. There was a priest that came to our house Chanukah time, not this Chanukah, a number of Chanukahs ago. He was a priest in one of the biggest timmas in Memphis. One of the biggest. And what happened was, one day he got a hold of some books, I forget which ones, he told me some Jewish books, and he began to compare and he says, I'm in something that's completely bankrupt. He packed up everything, the priest of the biggest timmah in the entire Memphis, you can imagine with the religious people there. He packed up and he left. Mamish and Oni Ve'evyon. He was living in the Y in the city, you know, where it's a cheap room. I was despoiled. A person should be Makid Amis. The guy's name was Carpenter. His last name's Carpenter. I never forget. It's Mesiras Nefesh. But what does it mean? He came to a bigger Akara. They take a look at that and say, oh, he's very good. First he was believing the Sheker. Now he came to the Amis. It's wonderful. But we can all be on that level. All the little things that we go and we tell ourselves, all the little games that a person's mind may play, we can have a bigger akara. A person can understand a bigger asoga in Amunah Hashem. But here, and then what happens, once he saw that there's nothing in what he believes, the hero lasses tshuva ad shaloi b'maisha, and he started to do tshuva. He was mahar b'tshuva. Now there is a technicality: is a goy able to do tshuva or not? A goy does not have the koyach of tshuva. Say a goy, he has seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Not hard. Seven mitzvahs. What happens if he ruins all the seven mitzvahs? Basically, he's done. That's the way it is. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has a tremendous power of tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah comments on it, and he says that Klal Yisrael, that usually it would be in the Teva that a person could not do tshuva. If the world worked in a certain order, we wouldn't. The fact that Hashem lets us do tshuva is so lamayla, lamayla, such midas achesed, we don't even understand it. But a goy, strictly speaking, cannot do tshuva. However, if the person is already on their road to Geirus, so if they're on their road to Geirus, then certain things are possible. It is possible for tshuva. The second thing is, even though a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, a goy may learn if he is on the road to Geirus. Otherwise, he's not allowed to learn, and we're not allowed to teach him. Mishpotim ba'yidom, it says. V'hari sheyisrei kevar yigia la'karas ha'lakuyis ad v'yoyis levada. That Yisrael already had an idea that there is a God. I did recognize Hashem. I did recognize that there's a God in the world. But now I'm able to understand it better. Now there's a question. Because there are certain people that can get to their emunah through Chakira and Jerisha. Chakira and Jerisha is that a person begins to make inquiries, and then they study other things and study the religions and begin to break it down. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the best way to have emunah is just emunah pshuta. A person believes without any analyzation and studying it and breaking it down and building it up and textbooks here and textbooks there. I remember the first time, you know, the codes, the Bible codes that were put out. I remember the first time when it was put out, Rav Shach was not in favor of the codes. He says, what kind of a thing is this? Chumash, rayas, with words, with numbers. Rav Shach was not in favor of it. They never publicized it. The book sold very well. But it's cute. It's interesting to know. But I wouldn't build my emunah on based upon the codes. I build my emunah on Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eitzah Shamayim V'Yasa'aretz. So I believe Rav Shach was afraid that maybe people would come and they would build their emunah on some kind of a trick or gimmickry rather than solid yesodis foundations within Torah. The same thing is true that you and I, the way that we're able to get to different things, different asogas and alakus, it's basically emunah. When it'll come down to the lowest common denominator, it means that a person has to believe. They were told by their parents to believe. They saw the emunah by their parents, or they saw the emunah in their home, or by the Rebbe, or whoever it is. And from that, the person came. There's a Ryan Tillim. Ryan Tillim is, Avoseinu Sipru Lano. Our fathers told us, and that's why we believe. Emunah is something that is planted down in them. It's a very interesting thing. They caught a little ganav in Eretz Yisrael. It's a ganav. Nebuch, you know, it could be a ganav. Lesignoiv. I never forget in Williamsburg, I went down to Williamsburg years ago. They have like a hardware store that sells little toys, the little cheap toys. So they have different, you know, like shelving all the way down with the toys. Every so often, there is a little piece of paper printed nice on it, Loi Signoi. Loi Signoi. Every few feet, you see it. So I was interested. I went over to the Moichir, the Balabos, and I said, you know, it's very nice. Do the signs help? So he says, 100%. He was taken back. He says, Avada, that sometimes a child or even an older person, they may not realize it. They just, you know, it's a little thing. So he put it in his pocket. You know, every store gives out party favors. So they were thinking that maybe it's okay. He says, when you put out the Lo Signoi, a person thinks for a second, wait a minute, I cannot take it. That's a tremendous thing. He says, it cut down on most of the little sticky fingers that happen. Everyone was careful from that on. It's a very interesting thing. The part that a person comes to is emunah pshuta. The fact that we're told something, we believe it. The fact that we read something, we also believe it because we want to become better. Therefore, when Yisroel came, he realized that if he would have stayed by himself, he could have made, even with Chakira and Jerisha, which is not good. Chakira and Jerisha is that a person has to analyze and analyze and analyze. You know, sometimes just leave it alone. You're doing a chesed for somebody. You're doing a chesed for a while. Then one day the Eitz Hara comes in and starts to analyze it. Does this guy really need the chesed? Aren't there other people who do the chesed? If you didn't do the chesed, maybe the guy would get up and get his own job and go to work. And then you start analyzing, is the chesed right? Is it? By the time we're done with the analyzation, the person loses their whole thing. Don't analyze it. When a person analyzes, then they lose things. Or they analyze, what did that person say to me? When they said to me that I did a good job, were they saying that I really did a good job, or were they saying it in a way to shtuch me? Oh, you did a good job. Like it really wasn't a good job. A person begins to analyze, there's no end in sight. So therefore it says that it's a better emunah. Emunah is just, I believe. Ribbono shel Olam, I believe. I'm in your hands. Do with me what you want. The person that says that is better than if the individual came to their emunah through chakir and jrisha. Chakira means I break it down. Jrisha, I start to make inquiries into it. I compare it. I take it apart. I challenge it. I go all different places. No. Why? Because it's similar to, you got that expensive china. Very, what's the most expensive china? I forgot. What's that called? Oh, that's above my okay, mean china, right? You got the most expensive. And what happens? So you go to the meicher, and the meicher says, you know what, we have exactly that brand, the best china. The only thing is it broke apart. It fell down on the ground. But we have an expert, and he glued it back together. Mama, she used the what do you call it, cement? How do you call it, Villa? The instant cement. Read up on it. Liquid, whatever it's called, crazy glue, right? He's expert, he glued it all together, and you can't, mamish, you can't tell. You can't tell. So what do you want to take? The one that's perfect? Or you want to take the one that's smashed up, and they put it back together? So says the tzaddikim. That's emunah. Emunah pshuta, emunah shlema. A person comes out, they believe. They didn't break it down, they didn't take it apart, they didn't challenge it, they didn't compare it. They got a beautiful china. On the other hand, Ayideh Chakir and Jrisha, they broke it apart, but they sat with the glue and glued it together. It's also emunah, but it's a different sort of emunah. Different. Okay. Shkoyah. Suras Tovus, everybody.